And you are tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. This is our afternoon news, commentary, and music mix every Monday through Friday. You can join me between 12 p.m. Eastern and 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Make sure that you share the station so that you can help us to grow, in addition to supporting us financially. Again, this is People Power Radio. We don't make money from ads and stuff like that. We get some Google ads, but it's not a whole lot. You don't really hear a lot of commercials on this station except for small businesses. We do provide services, and so far that's been enough for us to last these 9 years as we're getting ready to come up on our 9-year anniversary, Black Talk Radio Network as the platform. But also share the knowledge that is being kicked over this station, other stations that's part of the platform. Share it with your friends, share it on social media. We got to get people tuned in so that they can tune out from that corporate control programming. So let's jump back into some of the news. Now, y'all remember for years now, they've been blaming poor, primarily black people. They've been doing this in their news programming. Not really news, just because they call it news. Sometimes it's propaganda with a purpose. And the purpose was to blame black people for what white people did and almost bringing down the global economy. The taxpayers had to bail out all of these banks who were engaged in preying upon these poor people with subprime mortgage loans, and then bundling up those loans and selling them off as however they were selling them off, derivatives or something, and then falsifying that they were like grade A rating, or, you know, that you could trust this investment and what. Oh, it didn't turn out to be true. But they mainly blamed it on black people who were the victims. And it wasn't just black people, but it was primarily black people. Black people lost so much wealth after that 2008 housing bubble burst. Man, probably some of them still homeless to this day or renting. They're no longer homeowners, are calling, you know, after George Bush pushed everybody, buy a house, buy a house, buy a house. And so they tried to blame it on these people being poorly educated and not taking time out to read the fine print or go to a nonprofit agency that deal with mortgages to allow them to look at, you know, get some expert help before you sign something, especially where you're committing to $30,000, $40,000, $60,000. I don't even know if you can get a housing loan for $30,000 unless you're a veteran, of course. Before you sign up for that kind of debt, you need to make sure what you signing. Balloon payments. And so it was predatory to begin with. And it was meant to just rip off some people and keep it moving. So, but that's the, I don't care if we're talking about right wing, left wing, unless we're talking underground media. I didn't see too many people saying, hey, wait a minute, this is wrong to try to blame this on black people. You know, even if they didn't use colors, they still poor people. They were saying poor people who bought more houses than they could afford. But now, according to this article coming to you from Quartz Media, LLC at QZ.com, the title of this article says that house flippers triggered the U.S. housing market crash, not poor subprime borrowers. And let me see who wrote this article. Gwen Guilford wrote this piece. It was published August the 29th. Thank you, Gwen, for your work. We're going to share just a little bit of it with our listening audience. The grim tale of America's subprime mortgage crisis delivers one of those stinging moral slaps that Americans seem to favor in their histories. Poor people were reckless and stupid. Banks got greedy. Layer in some Wall Street dark arts, that's those derivatives I was talking about, and packaging up this stuff and then selling it off as investment products in the financial market. So she's talking about Wall Street dark arts there. And there you have it, a global financial crisis. Dark arts notwithstanding, that's not what really happened, though. Mounting evidence suggests that the notion that the 2007 crash happened because people with shoddy credit borrowed to buy houses they couldn't afford is just plain wrong. The latest comes in a new MBER working paper arguing that it was wealthy or middle class house flipping speculators who blew up the bubble to cataclysmic proportions and then wrecked those local housing markets when they defaulted en masse. So they blamed it. Yes, black people did become victims of this when it crashed, and these Wall Street dark arts, as Gwen puts it, came to light. But it wasn't them who was buying the majority of the houses. It was so-called middle-class people, which is shrinking and shrinking, but wealthy people who were flipping houses. I've heard some stories about that out of the black community. I ain't going to say no name, but somebody did plead guilty on another black radio network to being involved in house flipping and got in trouble for fraud. But that's a black person. I ain't seen too many white people being brought up on the similar charges. Just wrote it off and blamed it all on black people. And no, who are these wealthy people? Who are these people that brought down a global economy to its knees with this speculation, land speculation, basically? So she said, goes on to write, analyzing a huge data set, analyzing a huge data set of anonymous credit scores from Equifax, a credit reporting bureau, the economist Stefania Albanese of the University of Pittsburgh, the University of Geneva's Giacomo di Giorgi, and Jamora Nosal of Boston College. So these are the researchers. They found that the biggest growth of mortgage debt during the housing boom, again, didn't come from black people. So, I got to also do some hindsight 2020 and not look at so many black people buying. It seems that black people didn't buy into it, but it was promoted heavily. It was promoted heavily, but they did not buy the majority. So we need to, again, keep looking at the data. But again, going back to this research from these students, this was a collaboration, University of Pittsburgh and the University of Geneva and Boston College. So we got three higher education institutions participating in this. And it says they found, I'm going to say again, the biggest growth of the mortgage debt during the housing boom came from those with credit scores in the middle and top of the credit score distribution, and that these borrowers accounted for a disproportionate share of the defaults. Now, it makes sense. It makes sense because, again, with the wealth disparity in this country that's been around since its founding, especially when we talk about black people, non-white people, we ain't had no money and we ain't had no credit to sign up for these housing loans in huge numbers. It just makes sense in hindsight. But again, like others, I was being blasted by those commercials promoting home ownership and a lot of social media talk and black people pushing that. But I guess a lot of people did not bite off more than they could chew in the black community. So I'm glad that the truth is coming out and that the people most responsible, guess what? I bet they ain't suffering. Like the people who became homeless because the market, not because they couldn't make their payments or got trapped in one of those balloon payment type deals, those Wall Street dark arts, but because the whole market crashed. So, man, this again, I posted it in the thread for today's news segment on BTR News in your afternoon news commentary and music mix, and you can find it there, btrcommunity.com. I make those public so that people can access the information who aren't, since this is a global station. But I do implore you, become a member of our social media community. That's $24 a year. You'll get access to a lot of great information and stuff. Most of the stuff, I would say 95% of the posts that's made in our anonymous community, ad-free again, is private. It's for site members or friends only. So I'm tend to make my stuff public. So if you don't have a membership, you might think it's just me in there by myself. It's not. Lots of activity. Again, a social media community where you're not just funding a network where you're not being hit with ads. You're paying not to have your information data mined and sold, but you're also helping to fund our social movement, like our participation in the DC Millions for Prisoners Human Rights March. So check us out at btrcommunity.com. I'm going to hear some more music. We do have a couple of more stories.